For Buckley, it was an oblique gesture of outrage at the existential threat of a nuclear annihilation. Untitled 1986 arrived the year Gorbachev first mentioned glasnost. This was the era of Chernobyl, the campaign for nuclear disarmament, and the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp. That spring, US Air Force Ravens dispatched from nearby Upper Heyford Air Base had been seen in the skies over Oxfordshire on their way to bomb Tripoli. "One question only comes to the lips. Why?" asked a puzzled BBC reporter at the scene. Bill Heiner, local radio personality and the owner of the house, explained, "The shark was to express someone feeling totally impotent and ripping a hole in their roof out of a sense of impotence and anger and desperation." Heiner, a US expat, had a reputation for rubbing Oxford residents the wrong way. As proprietor of two local independent cinemas, he had previous form, commissioning large sculptures for his theatre facades, a pair of high-kicking can-can dancer legs at Not the Moulin Rouge, a few hundred metres from the shark, and, unfortunately, Al Jolson's minstrel hands over the entrance to the penultimate picture palace in nearby Cowley. For one middle-aged man interviewed by the BBC about Untitled 1986, Heiner could go sling his hook. "I grew up in this town, and in my view, the majority of people in this town are sick and tired of the publicity stunts of this crazy Canadian nutcase. And if any of the great British public wants him..."